Good evening, everyone. Welcome to everyone here tonight. If you're anything like me, you enjoy seeing people use their talents to share with their neighbors and their friends and honoring our Lord in the process. God gives us each gift in part to share with others. Tonight we'll have opportunity not only to listen but also to participate in singing and making melody together. This past Monday, you may have been privileged to have witnessed a solar eclipse to see the effects of an object that is 2,200 miles wide, which is the moon, block out the light from an object that's 865,000 miles wide, the sun. The difference in their distances from the Earth make them both appear almost the same size in the sky. And these distances are so important for our life here on Earth. The sun any closer or further away would result in temperatures too hot or cold for human life. The moon any closer or further away would not stay in its position. As you look at the precision of the movements of the sun, moon, and Earth in their orbits, this is what allows mankind to predict quite accurately when and where the next eclipse will take place, so you can put that date on your calendar. None of these actions happen by accident or by randomness, gradually becoming more precise. These things all point to the Creator, and several of our songs tonight also will point to the Creator. And that, my friends, is the real signature of the eclipse. As Romans 1, verse 28 tells us, "For God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." And tonight, as we meet, we expect to see again how music and song, those unique human abilities given only to man, also point us toward God. And I also like to read from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of the man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Shall we come to the Lord in prayer? Our Father in heaven, our Lord and Creator, we come to you this evening to ask for a blessing on this gathering. You who are the creator and sustainer of the universe in intricate detail. You who also give us life and breath and the ability to participate in this special evening. Provide your hand upon us, lead us in your ways. Provide calm in the midst of our nervousness where needed. May we enjoy Christian fellowship under the blessing of your Spirit. Teach us to share your goodness with those around us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I have a couple of notes. The program will proceed as outlined in your bulletins, and you're all invited to join us for coffee and fellowship at the end of the evening. Lots of goodies been tracking into the kitchen, so be sure to enjoy them. We'll start with Psalter Hymnal number 252, "This is My Father's World," and we'll sing all the verses. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We will now have a solo by Abraham Klein, and the title of the song is not in your bulletin, but it's called Eli Jenkins' Prayer.
The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Is there anyone here that has ever been to New Orleans? Good. Then you have to believe what I'm going to tell you. Okay, this is just a closer walk with thee. It is a hymn. I will read some words from it. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom, sure, to thy shore. And then the refrain, just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walk and close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. This is a hymn that was traditionally, in New Orleans especially, used for a funeral procession, walking from the church to the graveyard, walking very slow, mourning as we sing this song. Still, when life is over, life is not over, because we know the best is yet to come. So as slow as they walked, that's why this is going to be such a slow piece too. You thought the first piece was not so fast. Well, just wait. It also happens to be the hymn that starts every concert of the Canadian Brass. Anybody familiar with Canadian Brass? Hands up. Good, good. They must be the best quintet of brass instruments in the world. They're unbelievable. But they start every concert with this hymn.
Contrary to what you may believe, To play fast and notes fast is easier than to play slow and correct. So when you hear a slow piece from us, it's not a cop out, it's actually hard. And that's no joke.
Thank you.
first piece is called I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, which is not 100% accurate. It is an English air, but to its melody, the words of, if you get your hymn book, number 272, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, can be sung. If you want to read it along while we play, then we can put meaning and words to the music that we perform. And then the second piece that we are going to sing, no, play. Not gonna sing. Would be Comfort. It is written by Jonathan Kingma, well known to many of us. John did have a stint in the band, played with us, and he was so impressed with us, I guess, that he wrote a piece of music, and it is dedicated to Excelsior Brass Band. I think we're the only band in the world that has this piece to play for brass, which is quite special and beautiful.
Thank you.
I have to read a few words from this next piece, Comfort Also. It's based on Isaiah 40. And in our hymn book, it has been translated, The Advent of Christ. Comfort, comfort ye my people, speak ye peace. Just thus says our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath their sorrow's load. Speak ye to Jerusalem of the peace that waits for them. Tell her that her sins I cover, and her warfare now is over. The David of this next piece is not the David from the Bible that we are so used to hearing from and singing with and about. This is an English bard, a music man, a traveling music person. A couple hundred years ago he lived and he played a harp also, but he devoted his life to music, to bring joy through music to the people around him wherever he traveled. When he was old, in his old age, he asked one more time to his helper that was with him, bring me my harp, that I can play this melody and hear it for myself one more last time and praise the Lord with it. He is called David of the White Rock because his house had a long laneway and it had a white rock at the beginning of the road. That's where that comes from. But It's a beautiful tune we like to end with. And before I forget, it was not in your program, and it was also not announced yet. I want to thank very much our organist for tonight, John van Iperen, who so graciously, he did offer, I did ask, but agreed to accompany us in his music. Thank you very much.
The honor is to me to thank our soloist, who was kind of nervous. I was talking to him this morning, and we didn't see it. Beautiful, beautiful choir, beautiful band. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you so much, Hendrik. And you, I thank the entire choir and brass band. What a wonderful evening this evening. You know, I've been in this congregation for 3.5 years now, and if there is one thing that stands out as very strong, then it is the musical talents, the musical abilities of this congregation. The singing of the congregation is second to none. And then, yeah, a choir like this is like the backbone of that singing. And it enhances the singing of the congregation so much, which is in ultimately the purpose of our worship services, that we bring praise to our God, our triune God, and express, as we did tonight also, our amazement, our thankfulness, our joy to Him. So the singing indeed is wonderful. Also, the musical abilities of the congregation is outstanding. Every Sunday we practice new songs. They are assigned by the music committee. And I must say, I'm amazed every time again. And I listen to it at home on my phone and think, well, that sounds doable. But when the congregation sings it, then it doesn't seem to be a problem at all. They just sing it, but that's thanks to having a choir. And that's thanks to having such musical talents in our midst. So it's really a reason for Thanksgiving. And an evening like tonight brings that all out so wonderfully. And it gives us a focus on the praise and glory to God. For with all the thanksgiving and praise that we have for the musicians, it is soli Deo Gloria. It is all to the glory of God. And for that, I would like to give thanks in prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, it is so wonderful to sing your praises because we know you so well from your handiworks. We know you from your word. We know you in all your attributes. We have so much reason for thanksgiving when we also think of your love and grace in Jesus Christ. And that's what we sang about. That's what the music pointed to. That's why we are a congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ as well, to bring praise to you, to worship you, to bring glory to your name. For you are awesome, and you deserve all praise and glory here and now already. And that's such a blessing, Father, that we may praise you, for it means that we are meeting the purpose of our life, living to the praise of your glorious grace. And we pray, Father, that that may not only be expressed in our song, in our music, in our performances, but also and especially in our worship on Sunday as well as during the week, that we may always use every skill and every gift for the purpose of employing it in your service to your honor and glory. And we thank you that we could have a foretaste of that eternal joy and glory when we have an evening like this. Will you receive our thanksgiving and praise? For that is ultimately why we do it, to the praise of your glorious name. Hear us, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We finally sing, Yet Christ the Lord is Risen Today, number 360, stanza 1, 2, 4, and 6.